Welcome to The Forum, the program that motivates, educates, and advocates on behalf of the community. I'm your host today, Gary Moore, and we are very pleased to have in our studio Norris Watson with PCC EO, and he is here to talk to us about a vaccination clinic that's coming up and the confusion over wearing a mask. Hey, thanks for being in the studio, man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. Our program, of course, is sponsored by PNC Bank. And yes, there is confusion over mask wearing. When you came in, you were wearing a mask. I was wearing a mask, even though we're fully vaccinated.
Right.
We just heard the Centers for Disease Control has come out with this information about people who are vaccinated should wear a mask.
That's right.
When they are in indoor setting. And a lot of folks are trying to figure out, okay, what do I do, and confused about that. What was your take when you heard it?
Well, I guess my thing was, is because so many people have not been vaccinated, that we stand the chance of getting sick, because even though you're vaccinated, does not mean you will not get sick. What vaccination means is that you will not get to the point where you're going to die. So, that's where I was with it. I think that, many people who, have been misled by, a lot of the media that is on social media. And I think a lot of it has to do with our past president and, and the way he said that it wasn't big deal.
It was a hoax.
Yeah. And now a lot of people are believing that. And even black people are actually believing that, as opposed to believing in themselves. One of the things that we learned in school is that you don't teach people what to think; you teach them how to think. And when you identify social media folks as what you learned, to be fact, then there's a problem there.
Now, you've given me a lot to unpack in just that brief statement, because there are three things that stick out to me. First, when you're talking about black folks and their hesitancy, we know that the hesitancy is rooted in this unfortunate history that we've had in this country with regard to the Tuskegee Institute, the Tuskegee experiments, Henrietta Lacks, and all these other wrong, horrible medical experiments that were conducted on black people. And the fact that we often, when we go to a doctor or hospital, the studies have shown these disparities in health care. So some of that hesitancy is warranted, but you're saying that aside, this is a whole different ballgame.
This is totally a whole different ballgame. One of the things that people are not really understanding is that one of the principal scientists on this project was a black woman. So, I mean, we have to Google and find out for ourselves rather than what other people are telling us about this vaccine. Science, because the science is it's about what we are, not of the hoax that are out there.
Social media, you mentioned also.
Yes.
And you're not a big fan.
I am not. No, I picked up some things that was on social media just to, some of the things that they had come up with.
Oh, man, you got a whole sheet.
yeah, where people were talking about in social media and on Instagrams, 45,000 confirmed dead from COVID, and then had the shots within 3 days. That was a lie. That's never happened, But it was on the media, it was on Instagram,
What else?
Facebook had a post on the 11th of January, where it says the coronavirus can't be so dangerous because there are no biohazard bins for COVID masks and gloves. Now, what kind of sense is that? There's biohazard bags and things for it. I mean, but people believe this, and they say, well, it's not that bad. So these are the type of things that we have to.
Let me see that.
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, it's just, some of those things are just unbelievable.
Canada prohibits all vaxxed pilots from flying.
Yeah.
If the shots saved lives, they'd be priced so high that you could literally not afford them, like insulin. Americans not vaccinated before 2022 will be put in camps.
Yeah, we'll be housed in camps.
California has a personal belief exemption to any new vaccine added to the schedule after June 2015 for public and private daycare, preschool, and K-12. Some of you are being injected with saline because it would look too suspicious if everybody died at the same time. And then Tucker Carlson, I guess, said, it now appears there actually was meaningful voter fraud in Fulton County, Georgia last November. That is not a conspiracy theory. It's true. Okay, so that has something to do with something else.
Right, right.
And then 5 JetBlue pilots died from COVID-19 vaccine.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying all of that is BS.
Yeah, that's all. It's just BS. You know, but people are believing it. People are buying into it. You know, I mean, it's sad the way that we're
gullible.
And you know, you think you wouldn't be. You know, let me tell you what happened. We had the vaccination a couple of weeks ago. We were over doing some canvassing, me and another gentleman, and run into this one young lady, and you know, she had a beautiful little daughter with her, and she said, "Well, what did the Indians do?" And I looked. I said, "What?" She said, "What did the Indians do?" I said, "Well, first off, there was no COVID when the Indians, you know, when the Indians were here, first off." I said, "But what the Indians did," I said, "you know, you got to understand, Europeans brought smallpox blankets here, tried to trade with them to get them to annihilate them. So what did they do? They died. You know, they died 30 years old, 40 years old, they died." And her response to me was, "Well, I'm nowhere near 30 or 40, and I'm half Indian, so I'm going to take my chances."
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the gentleman that was with her, I guess it was her boyfriend or husband, I asked him about it, and he says, I don't have the time
yeah, to and they get had the vaccine?
Yeah, and they had this pretty little girl with them, you know, just a little thing, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, if something happens to these two, what's going to happen to her? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know?
But people don't think beyond themselves a lot of times, and that's one of the messages that we've been trying to put out also, particularly as it relates to people older than you, people who have compromised immune systems.
Right.
So if you have an elderly person, an aunt, an uncle, a grandparent, elderly parent who may have diabetes or some other kind of comorbidity, then that is all the more reason for you to get the vaccine, because it has been proven that younger people, healthy, they will most likely survive COVID if they get it, mm-hmm. but they can transmit it to someone with a compromised immune system, and that person may not fare as well.
That's very true. You know, and how would you feel, if you'd done something like that to your loved one? I mean, you know, chances are that they wouldn't even try to even understand that it came from them. Chances are that they would just say, well, they had diabetes. No, they did have diabetes, but because of the diabetes, the COVID that you've brought in, that you brought into the house, you know, is the reason that they died.
We should talk about the Delta variant, because that is perhaps the key reason why the CDC did its reversal in terms of the mandate to wear masks. This new Delta variant is very deadly.
Yes.
Upwards of 95% of the new cases have been attributed to the Delta variant.
Right.
And it is especially running rampant in places where people are not vaccinated. So there we go back to your point. If more people got vaccinated, that 100 million plus people who are out there in the United States who, for whatever reason, are not getting vaccinated, whether they're Tucker Carlson people on the far right,
yeah,
or black people being misguided by social media, there's a lot of people who are not being vaccinated, and they are the reason why we are experiencing this ebb and flow in terms of, hey, you know, we turned the corner, let's open up the society, and then oops, you know, now let's pull it back and close right. The doors back up.
And the sad part about that, Gary, is that, you know, we don't want to close down the city anymore. We don't want to stop, you know, businesses to close down. But we don't want to get vaccinated. They don't go hand in hand.
You can't have it both ways.
No, you can't have them both ways. One of the things that I thought, I said, now if you really wanted to get folks vaccinated, then you should have tied it to the stimulus checks. I mean, I'm being real serious. I said, hey, listen.
How so? How would that work in Norris Watson's
in my world,
administration?
Yeah, in my administration, you could the stimulus checks are there and they're available for you. But also, you know, you pick your check up the day you get your COVID shot, you know, because all you're doing is really helping your family. I would bet a dollar to a donut that them folks who are not vaccinated right now, picking up that check, they'd have hurried up and got to the vaccination clinic. I'm a firm believer in that. You know, we have to stop. We just got to stop acting like we do and increase our numbers. We do. Now, one of the things that we're doing, I want to add this, because our program is going to be on the 14th of August, and it's going to be on our lot.
Now, we'll get to that in a second, after the break. But just one last point to make, though, with regard to wearing the mask, because that's kind of how we started out this conversation.
Right.
If you are not vaccinated, if you're listening, if you're out there and you're not vaccinated, you are doing yourself a disservice. You are risking getting the coronavirus. If you're vaccinated, think about this. People who are vaccinated are being encouraged to wear the mask.
Correct.
So that's how serious, that's how deadly this Delta variant is.
Right.
Even if you're vaccinated, they're telling you to wear the mask.
To wear the mask, yes.
So if you're walking around here without vaccination, okay, I'm not going to get vaccinated, and you're not going to wear the mask, that's double trouble.
Yeah.
You want to speak to that?
I think one of the things that, people who that are not vaccinated will tell you, oh, no, but I'm very careful. I wear my mask everywhere. Well, you don't wear it everywhere, and all it takes is that one area of maybe a relative that is thinking like you. All it takes is just that one, and you start feeling a little crazy, and next thing you know, you're spreading it, and the mask is doing you no good now. It's just best to be safe. The safest way is to get the vaccination.
Do you know anyone who has had COVID or passed from COVID?
I know a friend of mine who lost two of his sons to COVID. And like we had talked earlier, there are people that we both know that have died of it, but they'll say it was their diabetes got them, or they had a heart condition. Yeah. But the underlying factor didn't kill them. It was the COVID that actually got them.
Yeah. I mean, we lost a fraternity brother, Tylon Wilson. May he rest in peace. He died from COVID. And a friend of mine who was my co-director in theater production contracted COVID. She survived. But she told me, and we interviewed her on the air, she said, for a whole week, I had fever, chills, high temperature, and not to gross you out, but it was coming out of both ends for a whole week.
Yeah.
And she said, I wouldn't wish that on anybody. So it's real.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think one of the things that people don't understand that, you get COVID like that. You can have some permanent damage to your lungs. So, you've got to take this thing
seriously. Take it seriously. Yeah. But it's a tricky thing, Norris, and we're just about to go to a break, but it's a tricky thing because the society has opened up. And so you got bars and restaurants and stores, and then there was, we've turned the corner and we've plateaued, now we're starting to go down, and so now people are walking around and you don't know if they're vaccinated or not, and they're not wearing a mask, and so it is mixed up.
There will be probably, I would guess, because of those who have not been vaccinated, they're going to be what they call super spreaders in some of the most, I guess, unheard of places. I'm glad to see that, you know, a lot of the churches have not gone back, or they're having it outside.
Yeah, but we're having concerts coming up.
That's one of the big things that's getting ready to happen.
And we've got a concert coming up this weekend and a concert coming up next weekend.
And if they're designed that they're not just taking temperatures, but not showing you a card, you know, then that risks the chance of being a super spreader.
We want to remind our listeners, this is The Forum on WPNV. The Forum is sponsored by PNC Bank. And we're very pleased to have in our studio Norris Watson with PCC CEO. We're talking about COVID vaccination, the myths associated with the vaccine, and a vaccination clinic that PCC CEO will be hosting on August 14th. So tell me about this clinic and how this came about.
It came about because we were contacted, PCC CEO was contacted in reference of having a clinic. We did a clinic, as I say, a couple of weeks ago on one of the hottest Saturdays out there. I mean, underneath the tent, it was like 107 degrees.
Okay. Low turnout.
Very low turnout. Very, very low turnout. But, you know, we want to do it again because it means that much to our community. So we're doing this one, and we're going to have, it's going to be a little different. This time we're going to have music. We're going to have food to give away. We're doing a raffle for two brand new bicycles.
You're going to have a stimulus check?
This will be our stimulus check for those people who come out to to get the vaccine. Yeah, that'll be our stimulus check. But and Miss Anisha Hughes, who is the leader over the LIHEAP program, her team are putting together a his and her bag that are going to be donated. For the raffle, for those people who come out to get the vaccine, so it's going to be a lot different than the very first one. We want to see a good turnout. We want folks to come out and not only just enjoy, but encourage folks to come out and do the vaccine.
Do you have a goal in terms of how many people you'd like to see?
I would love to see 50.
50.
Yeah,
okay.
I would love to see 50. And we can do it, you know. I mean, like, if Gary Moore says, listen, I know two folks are not vaccinated, and I'm going to make sure that they get there, you know, that does it. If I say, you know, I know two people and I can get them there, you know. Goes back to your old adage, bring me three, I can rescue two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
what type of vaccine? Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson?
We're going with the Johnson & Johnson, the one shot and done this time.
Okay.
We had both of them the last time, but I think that this time we're going to go with just the one, and the reason being so that they don't have to worry about coming back and doing it another time.
Yeah, I have the Johnson & Johnson. What do you have?
Johnson & Johnson.
Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other thing with this clinic is that it's not the first time that the health department and the healthcare providers have collaborated with agencies and community partners. We've had a number of clinics set up in different churches. We have one at Southside Mission,
right.
Carver Center, just places around town where the people are. Unfortunately, though, when I talked to Dr. Leslie McKnight at the City County Health Department
mm-hmm.
and Monica Hendrickson, and they look at the numbers in the African American and Hispanic communities, we're still trailing behind.
Right.
The majority culture in terms of the participation. So why, besides what we talked about before, the hesitancy over the history and social media, what else do you think are the reasons for the hesitancy or the low numbers? Or are those the reasons? I mean, is it accessibility? Can't get to the place? Or what do you think? Or is that it?
No, I think that is it. I don't think it's an accessibility problem. I just think it is a problem of we get three or four of us together. I'm not going to do that because I read where they that's like butterflies, they're flying all over me. It's not real, but we allow ourselves to get tied into that. But that's, you know, that it's sad. It's sad.
Well, you're tapping into some deeper psychological, cultural notions that we have as a people, as a collective. You know, I do storytelling and cultural arts research, and you can go back to slavery days and how we were twisted in the head. You know, Malcolm talked about mental slavery. You know, they can take the chains off of you, but if you're walking around with these mental chains and these different notions that you have, you know, I don't like you, you know, the self-hatred that we have.
Correct.
You know, we don't like the way we look, you know, skin color, hair texture, you know, all these hang-ups that black people have. What I hear you saying is that it's related to those spaces, that it gets into some of these hang-ups that we have that make us gullible to believe some of anything. These
Yes, that's very true. And the sad part of it is a lot of it can be made up, you know, as we're talking. You know, could just, you know, just out of the blue, you know, well, yeah, I heard so-and-so, it happened to them, or I know somebody that, and it's not true, but it's good conversation. You know, it's good conversation. Those things happen. But what we have to do is rise above that. We have to start thinking for ourselves. We have to start understanding that, you know, we can get the answers that we need, you know, without asking Cousin Charlie, who doesn't know no more than what the Facebook is telling me. You know, we can get the answers. We just have to learn to get up and do it, to awaken the sleeping giant that lays within us.
And you talk about Facebook, but you know, you are really going against the grain. You're spitting in a hurricane when it comes to trying to combat the stuff that's on social media. I mean, that is so overpowering and so prevalent and prominent and such a part of who we are nowadays. And think about what COVID did. COVID sent a lot of people back into their homes, right?
Correct.
So when Facebook came along, it was said that in America, we're already narcissistic. We're already ego-driven in America. It's all about me.
Mm-hmm.
And then Facebook comes along. Okay, well, now I got my own Facebook page. A couple of people like me, and I put out my opinion. And I'm starting to feel a certain way, and I can cuss some people out and, you know, this kind of stuff. And so now that ego gets swelled. And especially if I get 2,000 likes or, you know, something like that, then I'm really inflated. And then I start posting, you know, just woke up today, getting ready to take a shower. You know, and here's a picture of my breakfast. You know, I like that. You know, people liking the pictures of my breakfast. Okay, well, that's some narcissistic stuff.
Right.
Okay, and then COVID hit. Now that's all I got time to do. Okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, now I'm at home in front of my computer working, and I'm dipping and dabbing into Facebook. So now I'm really swelled in the head with that. So when you talk about trying to, you know, don't listen to Facebook or don't, you know, I unfortunately, what I'm saying, Norris, I think it's like a part of our cultural DNA.
That's very true. But I think one of the things that I try to tell, you know, I try to make people understand is, are you really, you know, especially when they send me things, I'm not sharing that. You know, something that is way out there that is crazy, don't send me stuff like that. You know, we have to learn to adapt, to understand that gossip is not good. It's not feeding the soul. It's not feeding the mind. It's just that. It's just gossip.
And as we are approaching the end of our program, we did want to talk a little bit about some of the harmful effects that social media is having on our young people, because what we are witnessing, you know, with these increasing number of homicides, there is some concern that some of these are related to social media fights that then spill over into the streets.
Right.
And the cousin of social media are video games that young people are playing also. Mm-hmm. And the entertainment industry, unfortunately, is producing a lot of toxic messaging in music and movies, et cetera, where it's self-degrading. And none of that is helping. But it goes back to something you said earlier in terms of, you know, thinking for yourself. But that's where parents have to come in and really monitor and step up and address that and let these young people know that, no, you're not going to do this or participate in that, and this isn't real, and et cetera.
And that would, yeah, and I think one of the things that, that this bothers me with the young people today is that they will not tell a child no. You can tell a child no without having to cuss them out, or holler, or swing, or even swing. You can tell a child no. Now, will every child be like that? Not until you train them. You know, you have to train up a child. You know, a child is not your buddy, not your friend. You know, that's something that, that God has given you to oversee until he comes back to get it. And what you do in that time span makes a difference. If a child can walk up there and say, yes, sir, no, sir, answer the phone like we used to have to do, Watson's Residence may help you. You know, you have to instill things into kids. You know, just don't give them whatever it is that they want. You know, I remember my twins, they, you know, on their birthday once, you know, they'd get those, you know, Nike shoes. Only once a year, you know, you could get that. And one year I remember one of them was asking, and I think the shoes were like $150. And I just couldn't draw myself to pay that much for a pair of gym shoes. And we had to have a long talk because it was something that I had always told them that they could do, you know, on their birthday. But we had to have a serious come to Jesus moment on that. Because I just couldn't see myself paying that for a pair of gym shoes. You know, you just have to, you know, when people say, you know, you have to pick your battles. Not in my house. My house is the law. That's where I was raised. You know, and it wasn't bad for me. I can't let it be bad for them.
Yeah, and when it comes to homicides, we're talking about a respect for life.
Yeah.
And teaching your young people a respect for life. And
right.
that goes back to with COVID as well. You know, we have to respect our lives and take the proper precautions with getting the vaccine as well. So in wrapping up, August 14th, what is the time? What is the place?
Community Action Agency, 711 West McBean. The time will be at 12 noon to 5 p.m.
Come and get the COVID vaccine.
Come and get the vaccine. Come
and get the Norris Watson version of the stimulus.
That's right. Brand new bicycles. We're giving gift bags, and we're giving boxes of food. So it's going to be a good time. We're going to make it an event. We want to make it something fun. So come on out and be and share in it.
All right. August 14th, what day of the week is that?
On a Saturday.
Saturday, yeah. August 14th at PCCEO, Community Action Agency, 711 West McBean, starting at noon, entertainment, food, bicycles, et cetera. Norris Watson, hey, thanks for stopping by the studio.
Thank you, my friend.
You've been listening to The Forum on WPNV. The Forum is the program that motivates, educates, and advocates on behalf of our community. The Forum is sponsored by PNC Bank. The Forum airs at 10 a.m. on Saturday and is rebroadcast at 7 p.m. Sunday. We want to leave you with a quote from novelist Alice Walker, who said, "One way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any." Thanks for listening.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking. Time for thinking ahead.